Good morning. Here's what markets are telling us today. The tape is not a simple risk-off or risk-on story. It's an oil shock, a global bond sell-off, and a waiting game on central banks, with enough technology strength underneath to keep the picture complicated. The day's center of gravity is crude. Brent sits at $97.34 a barrel, and West Texas Intermediate at $92.50. The trigger was the American strike on three Iranian tankers, a response to missile fire from Iran's Revolutionary Guard aimed at U.S. Navy ships. Goldman Sachs draws the tail risk clearly. If attacks on shipping intensify, Brent could run to $120. If exports normalize, it could fall back to $80. Energy Aspects sees a significant leg higher from here, but the market's net long position in Brent grew last week mostly because shorts covered, not because new bulls piled in. That means any de-escalation headline could crack the position quickly. Iran is expected to announce a restricted zone running from the U.S. blockade line through the Strait of Hormuz into the Persian Gulf within days, along with a shipping corridor off Oman that it says it will manage. A deal is said to be days away. That oil pulse is the common driver in government bonds. The 10-year Treasury is testing 4.8%. It closed around 4.79%. while the 30-year trades around 5.28. Japan's 10-year government bond hit 3% for the first time since 1996. 30-year gilts touched 5.9%, the highest since 1998. Germany's 10-year Bund sits around 3.35%, a 15-year high. There is a genuine debate about what's driving the Bund move. Generali argues it is almost entirely repricing of European central bank rate expectations, with term premiums still low, while Fidelity says the long end joining the sell-off signals a reassessment of term premium. After such a violent move, stretched short positions in treasuries also carry the risk of a tactical rally. Societe Generale warns that a move to 5.5% on the 10-year treasury is the level that cracks equities. The opinion pages are wrestling with the same signal. Heard on the Street argues the oil spike has set ablaze the fiscal dry timber that governments accumulated, and that the worldwide bond sell-off points to oil, not country-specific deficits. Kevin Warsh puts a number on the inflation problem. 54% of goods prices are rising more than 3% year over year, versus a 32% historical average. Energy is seeping into core, he says, so central banks can't fully look through it. The Wall Street Journal opinion page takes another angle, saying rising yields are restoring price signals after years of financial repression. The Washington fix should be growth, not tax hikes or tariffs. Now the labor market has made the Federal Reserve's job harder. August payrolls rose by 162,000, far above the 53,000 expected, while the unemployment rate slipped to 4.1%. July was revised up to a gain of 21,000 from an earlier decline of 23,000. Women accounted for 98% of the gains. Rate markets now price about a 60% chance of a Fed hike, and UBS expects moves in both September and December. The Fed's policy committee is split. Governor Waller has signaled he can hold if this week's CPI cooperates. Governor Hammack says now is the time to act. And Kevin Warsh said at Jackson Hole that underlying inflation trends have not meaningfully improved. That makes the consumer and producer price reports this week the binary market event before the committee meets September 15th through 16th. The European Central Bank is also in focus. Its meeting on Thursday, September 10th, has a quarter point hike fully priced, after Eurozone inflation came in at 3.3% year over year, above the 2.9% expected, with energy at 14.3% and core at 2.4%. Thursday also brings Tesla's robo-taxi launch and Oracle's earnings. In equities, the story is lopsided. Asian tech had a powerful session. Korea's Kospi rose between 3.9% and 4.6%. Japan's Nikkei added between 2% and 2.1%, and Taiwan's Taiex gained 1.6%. Semiconductor names led, SK Hynix up 8.3%, Samsung up 5.7%, ASML up 1.7%, and SoftBank jumped 11%. Emerging market equities touched a two-month high, but it wasn't universal, Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell 1%. Shanghai slipped 0.2%. Mumbai's Sensex lost 0.4%. Europe's Stoxx 600 fell 0.15%. And US futures were mixed. The yen has been the sharpest mover in foreign exchange, up another 2.8% over 2 days, leaving it at its strongest since February by one measure, or May by another. The dollar eased. Gold traded around $4,442 to $4,477 an ounce, and Bitcoin remained below $80,000. Then there's the corporate and regulatory layer. Volkswagen shares gained 6.5% after it approved doubling its job cuts to 100,000 and halving its model lineup. Uber is cutting 10% of its workforce and eliminating micro teams. Lululemon dropped 17% after declining sales and a lowered outlook. Amazon faces a Federal Trade Commission suit over secret ad pricing. The plaintiffs claim advertisers lost more than $20 billion, which Amazon denies. The SEC is also probing special purpose vehicles over claims of private company share exposure. And Treasury has sanctioned Bank Misar in the UAE, alleging it processed $1.8 billion for an Iranian shadow network. US banks remain the weak link, with $9 billion of Iranian funds said to have moved through them in 2024. On geopolitics, beyond the shipping corridor from Iran, Israel struck southern Lebanon on Monday, killing 11 people, the ceasefire is failing, and Hezbollah drone attacks continue. The US Energy Secretary has said a nuclear deal with Iran may not happen. China is building out its cross-border payment system, CIPS, as a hedge against dollar sanctions. Beijing bought about 90% of Iran's oil before the war, and Washington is threatening Chinese banks. Venezuela has entered an unprecedented arrangement. The Pentagon gets a 35% equity stake in the NABEP venture, tied to control of 65 billion barrels of oil. In technology, Nvidia is buying Hugging Face for $12.93 billion, its largest deal yet, as an openweight artificial intelligence counterweight to Chinese models. Nvidia shares rose 1.8%. Moonshot AI has reached a $50 billion valuation behind its Kimi K3 model, and it's preparing a Hong Kong IPO. A more unusual trend, retail investors are handing portfolios to AI agents, quietly becoming mini quant funds. Meanwhile, OpenAI is hitting back at Apple over trade secret theft. Finally, some standouts in the physical economy. At the pump, diesel hit a record $5.85 a gallon, and gasoline set a Labor Day record at $4.15. That logistics inflation is now hitting food companies, including J.M. Smucker and Campbell's. And the 30-year U.S. mortgage rate reached 6.87%, the highest since June 2025. Qatar is bringing empty LNG ships home, a signal it may pivot liquefied natural gas exports elsewhere, with prices already at multi-year highs. China's central bank added the most gold since 2023, even at elevated prices. Thai sugar output is set to drop at least 17%, worsening a global squeeze. Corporate pension-funded status has reached 103%, the best since 2007, because higher discount rates have done the heavy lifting. And the extended-range electric vehicle is making a comeback. Hyundai, Ford, and Stellantis are planning gas generator plug-ins, with Ram claiming a 690-mile range. That's the morning map. Good luck out there.